This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Kelly, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm a first-time caller, but I've listened to you for a long time, and I regard your advice highly.
Well, thank you. Let's see how I can help you.
Well, I'm going to just start out with a question.
Okay.
I want to know, how do I support my nieces in a very turbulent time in their life and remain confidential with them? And the second part of that is, how do I help my brother and help advise him as to deal with this difficult time that he's having with his family?
How old are your nieces?
The oldest is 17. We'll call her Mary.
Okay.
And her sister, Susie, is 15.
Okay. Are we going through a divorce or something?
Actually, what is happening is these girls have been raised in a home with alcoholism and codependency, and my brother's been enabling his wife. She is the alcoholic, and it's very emotional. I'm sorry. The oldest, Mary, has left the home. She's 17, bright girl, number 3 in her class. And she's moved into a home with a friend whose mom is a social worker who's been speaking with her about what steps to take. And she's filed for emancipation from her parents. I'm not sure if I'm in support, but then again, I'm not sure that I don't support her either, because I'm aware of the existence that she's had since she's been born.
Is she what, senior in high school?
Correct. She is a senior in high school.
Is she going to go to college?
Oh, yes. Yes, she is going to go to college. I hope. I mean, she speaks of it. She's very bright, as I said. However, this is what's happening now, is they're just really freshly into their senior year. She's living with this friend of hers. My brother, I spoke with him last night, which I don't speak with him often. No falling out, but I don't speak with him often. And he let me know that she's not attending classes. She's tardy. She's missed a lot of school. Her grade point average is sinking. She's a C to a low C student, where she's always been straight A. Always.
Do you live in the same city?
I do not. I live 3 hours from them. I live in the state of New Hampshire, and I'm 3 hours from them. My husband and I are very close to our nieces and have always been. We see them maybe on an average of once a month, but they call us, they text us. They're very open to us.
What's happened? Why is she having such a tough time in school?
I don't know what's going on, and this is something that I didn't realize, that she was having such a tough time. I will say this. This is my theory, is that she's so bright that she could have graduated last year. However, her parents wanted her to go through her last year of school and graduate. I kind of feel that there's almost an apathy at this point, that she feels that she has all the credits that she needs. She doesn't need to be in school as much as her parents feel that she needs to be. She's no longer with her parents. It's almost as if she's taking over.
The problem is she's going to trash her record, which is going to make college harder. If this were my niece, I would probably get her on the horn and say, look, let's get you into maybe junior college or whatever. If she has enough credits to graduate from high school.
She does.
Then let her graduate. Let her start junior college or something, so she's not trashing her record. And then the emancipation makes some sense. So, right. I mean, why would we keep her in a place if she's got enough credits? So get that done. That's the first thing I would do for her. I mean, she has a legitimate reason to not be at home. She has a legitimate reason not to be in school. But let's, I mean, she's 17, and colleges are not going to be real thrilled with a kid who's been making straight A's for the last 11 years and all of a sudden is getting C's. They're going to view it as either drugs or alcohol. So I'd get her out of there. I'd say, look, here, and I'd give her a call today and say, look, you've done what you need to do. You don't want to do your senior year. So let's arrange with the school committee to either give you your diploma. You can pick it up next June, but that you've in fact graduated. Get yourself into junior college. Live on campus if you want, so then you don't have to go through this whole messy emancipation thing, and get set with your life. So, I mean, there's what she doesn't understand is that people are going to view this completely differently than she's viewing it. But there's no reason. She's already done what she needs to do. So fine, let's move on.
Okay.
What about the younger kid? Because that's the one who's still...
This is the other part of that. When Mary, the older one, decided that she'd had enough, this was back in February, she left and she brought the younger sister along to a friend's house. They spent the night. Then they ended up staying with their grandmother, my mom, for a good week or two. The younger sister decided that this wasn't the right move for her, that the alcoholism and what's going on at their home wasn't a threat to her, and she went back to her home. Now the two sisters aren't speaking.
That's okay.
The older sister is still trying to get the younger sister out of home, fearing that she's sad,
Look, we talked about what to do with Mary, which is to get her, you know, to move her on. In terms of Susie, I think the point I would make to Mary is, kiddo, look, this isn't a democracy that you have a different sense than your sister does. You had those extra couple of years with your parents. It's not that she doesn't love you. Don't make this a popularity contest, because it's not. Either way, whether she comes with you or not, you're going to leave. And she understands that. So let's take care of you right now. I'll help take care of Susie. Your sister loves you, but don't make her choose between you and her folks. That's an unfair thing to do, and nobody would have made you do it at 15. And that's the point, that, you know, that it's sometimes, especially when we're feeling a little iffy about stuff, that we want other people to come along with us to basically reaffirm and confirm our decision. But what's best for us may or may not be good for somebody else. And so sometimes we need to just understand that we have to have the confidence to go ahead with something that works for us, but understand it may not be the best solution for someone else. That there's not one solution that will work for everybody, and especially the difference between being 13 and 17. I mean, those are four major differences of years. I mean, one, you're just really poised right in the brink of adulthood or vaguely adulthood and some independence. At 13, not even close. And I mean, if you figure out 4 years of 13 is, you know, basically a third of your life to still go. I mean, those years. So don't assume that you know, basically, no one should ever assume that they know the best solution for somebody else, even as a parent, that we think that we may know. But especially as our children begin to get older, or our sibs get older, that they're going to have more a sense of what's right for them, and it may not be the same as what's right for us. And it doesn't mean that we're wrong to make the decision for us, but it means that we're probably not right to make the decision for someone else, especially if they oppose us on it. And again, you hear me all the time say, we can learn a lot more from our mistakes than we from our successes, and we're going to learn a lot more from our mistakes than somebody else's ideas, right? Because just replicating them without thinking them through doesn't really prepare us for having to make decisions and accurate decisions about our own life. And a mistake, think how much you learn from your mistakes. That's when you learn it, because it's too painful to do it again. So you figure out, okay, if this didn't work the first time, it's probably not likely to work the second time or the 14th time, so maybe I need to figure out alternatives. Right? 855-993-7569. A great time to get in touch with me and talk with me about your successes or your failures, your awkwardness or your moments of glory. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good idea to give me a holler. In the meantime, we've gotten, is this an email? Is that what you're, what we're doing here?
Yeah, we got an email from Bill. It's short. It's just more so of a question for you.
Okay.
Bill says, Dr. Joy, are you familiar with EMDR, and what is your opinion of its success?
EMDR. I think this is the stuff that with
I just checked that it's eye movement desensitization.
Yeah, yeah. This was really popular about 15 years ago. The idea being that the eyes are the sort of eyes are basically brain tissue. Okay, so the idea is that you can by sort of the idea is you can kind of reboot the brain by how you deal by some very specific exercises that you use to deal with the brain. And it was, I mean, it was sort of used, it was very popular for a while to sort of cure everything from schizophrenia to epilepsy to all sorts of things. There's an organization that specifically deals with the desensitization. It's the idea is, as you say, it's eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. I mean, it depends who you talk to. And also, you can sort of deal with post-traumatic stress disorder is probably the most common usage of it, and perhaps the most effective. With the idea being, and it's a little unclear exactly why it works, to be quite honest, except the assumption that the eyes are basically brain tissue, and so you're not dealing with medication. The good news about it, as far as I'm concerned, is that it's non-invasive. It's not medication. It's not surgery. You basically go in for a series of treatments, and they go on for either an hour and a half sometimes. And remember in the old sort of, the old movies where they'd have the hypnotist with his finger in front of your eyes and say, follow, and your ophthalmologist or even your neurologist will do it where they move their finger in front of your eye and you follow. The idea being that in the same way, I mean, let me give you an analogous situation, which I think also will work. The idea of if you are recalling, if you're feeling, let's say, an anxiety, well, look, basically, square breathing is essentially a similar kind of approach. When you're having an anxiety attack, when something is triggered, essentially a trauma, which is an anxiety attack, can be viewed on some level as a post-traumatic stress disorder, right? That something triggered it initially. Whatever the initial trigger is probably long gone and may not even be known. And the idea is that you can kind of reprogram your body by your breathing. This one is a similar kind of philosophy that says you can reprogram your body and your emotions, your bodily responses, by eye movements as opposed to breathing. Okay, the idea that essentially that either eye movements and or breathing kind of reset your clock a bit. I probably am much more in favor of square breathing. I guess just because I've been doing it longer, I know about it more. But I think that anything that will distract you temporarily from, because we know that in post-traumatic stress disorder, in a panic disorder, whatever you're going to call it, hyperventilation, they're all really describing a very similar, if not identical, phenomenon. The distraction is very useful. I've mentioned that when I'm in the midst of, you know, when I wake up in the middle of the night in a panic attack, what I'll do is go walk around, I'll go do a Sudoku, I'll go read a book for a while. And basically, I'll do square breathing, I'll do visualization, because all of those are just techniques to essentially distract you for a while, because all of these phenomena are short duration phenomena. A panic attack doesn't go on for very long. It feels like it's going on for a very long time when you're in the middle of it, but it really doesn't last for very long. Adrenaline is really a very short-term, quick response. That quick response can mean 15, 20 minutes. It doesn't mean 3 minutes. So if you can distract yourself, then your physical mechanism will take over from that, and especially if you're doing something that's calming to you, which is, for me, walking or taking a shower sometimes. Or for me, when I get overheated, when my body gets too warm, So I will sometimes go and get something cold to drink, or I'll put some ice on my pulse points. So that basically the idea is that if you can move away from whatever it is that's triggering this response, your body will kind of reset itself. And the EMDR is just one way of resetting it. And the idea that somebody's helping you with it, that you're talking about it, that instead of keeping it sequestered away and letting it sort of control you, that you're taking some active steps to feel better about it. And I think all of these will work. So it's not that I think it will work or not work. The idea being that a hypnosis will also work, which is actually working on a slightly different mechanism. But the idea being that traumatic events, if exposed to the light and sort of coupled with more positive responses, can make you feel less uncomfortable. So the idea is that, as they say, it weakens the effect of negative emotions. Okay, so it's not that I disagree with it. There are the technique is about 25 years old, I think. So they've been doing it since late 80s, early 90s. And the person who kind of invented it decided that she was having a very tough day, and she was walking through the woods, and she decided that her anxiety lessened as her eyes were moving from side to side. And so she found that other people were doing the same thing. Now, someone could argue that by moving your eyes to side to side, you're noticing other things. So, again, it's a distraction technique. So I never argue with anything that works. And the nice thing about this, other than it being somewhat expensive sometimes, depending on who you go to and whether or not your insurance will cover it, is that it's non-invasive. And, you know, anything that magic is anything that you believe will work. And so, as I said, that I think square breathing does the same thing. And you can do this for yourself. You don't need necessarily someone to do this with you. And so self-reliance is much to be valued, and free is much to be valued. But I don't disagree with that. I think you need to be very clear about what your expectations are and how long it's going to go on and who's and how much it costs and things of that sort. But you can hear, I'm not a great proponent of it, but I'm not a great opponent of it either. So, and I think there are other things that basically work essentially as well. And I think that the talking about it with somebody else is probably as valuable as any of the techniques itself. But I don't argue with it, okay? Does that answer the question? Well, if you can hear me, it's not that I'm tap dancing as much as just saying that somebody's always coming up with something new, I suppose, because we're a country that values new over old. And anything that works for you, I'm in favor of. As I said, it's one of those things that there's a great deal of controversy about it, but it's hard to argue with something that's as benign as that. It just tends to be a little bit expensive sometimes, and it's not something you can necessarily do for yourself, although you can try it. Try just moving your eyes back and forth, see what happens. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sherry, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Dr. Joy?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, you're great.
Well, thanks. How can I help?
I think I made a big mess. All right, I called you about a year ago. I want to get a divorce, but we still cohabit in the same house. We have two children. We have financial problems, so we really need to sell the house to split the money.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, since 2012, we've still been living together, and, you know, the house does need some renovations, probably another $5,000 to finish. Mm-hmm. And, it's probably going to take a while to get that much money to finish the renovation. And I just wanted to run it by you and see if I'm missing anything, something I could be thinking
well,
about.
I mean, 2012 is now 3 years ago, so, and it sounds like you're not terribly close to getting the $5,000. What are the renovations that you think you need to perform on the house?
Okay, so some of the feedback we've gotten from showing the home is that people wanted, you know, updated kitchens and bathrooms.
Yeah. Okay, I got it. So, and that's what a realtor is going to tell you. But look, at this moment, what's the house worth without the renovations?
I would say, let's say $430,000.
$430,000? Okay.
Yeah, we're not upside down. We owe about $360,000.
Okay, so you get about 70 out of it, probably a little less than that, but because of closing costs and stuff. And so if you put the renovations in, and kitchens cost more than $5,000. Kitchens and bathrooms are really expensive.
Yeah, it's just that a kitchen is partially done already because my husband is handy and he's already tiled, and we've already gotten two new appliances, so we have everything to do.
So what else do you have to do in the kitchen?
The counter and a new range and a hood and then the sink.
All right, there are a couple. Well, I don't think that's $5,000 worth, though.
Oh, what I meant was also because we do have two bathrooms that I think need to be renovated. One is already gutted, and all we need is just the tub and the tile for that one to finish. And then the other one's a very small bathroom that, you know, we just have to do. And that's why I was adding it all together in my mind.
Okay. Well, I mean, there are a couple of possibilities here. One is you could sell it as is and just take, I mean, how much do you think the renovations will add? What value do you think they'll add to the house? Will they add $25,000?
I think it will add probably about $50,000. I think we could probably get $480,000 for it.
Okay. All right. Do you have, what, a first mortgage on the house?
Yeah.
Go get a second mortgage. Mortgage rates are really go to the bank and explain to them. You maybe even get a home equity loan because basically you own. There's a lot of equity in that house. There's $70,000 worth of equity in the house, which is 20%. I don't know. Look, go talk to your bank is the first place to do, or your credit union, and see if they'll tell them that that you want a second mortgage or you want a home equity loan, because mortgages are really cheap right now. I mean, a couple percent. And that you need $5,000 on maybe even a bridge loan if you can get it done in like, well, you, be careful about a bridge loan because it'll probably become due before the house is actually sold, and so you'd want to do that. But go talk to your banker. Go talk to your credit union, your banker. Explain to them exactly what you explained to me. And I would go and get prices for all the things you still need. So you can actually present them a document that says, this is how much money we need. Put a little bit more in there just because things are going to cost a little bit more, and you don't want to, you know, you don't want to be $100 short and not be able to finish up the job. And that you want to put it on the market in the spring, which is just about now, in the summer, and sell it and see where you get. I mean, you're not talking about a huge amount of money, but I would document, I would sit down, you and your husband, and document exactly, and you know, go to Home Depot, go and see, you know, Habitat has kitchen and bathroom stuff and stuff like that. Although, I mean, and go see how you can do it so it'll look nice for the minimum amount of money. And $5,000 sounds like a fairly reasonable estimate. It's probably more than you need. And see if you can convince the bank to either give you a home equity loan or a second mortgage on it. Get it done immediately and sell the house and you're done.
Okay.
The other, all right, there's another, that's one possibility. I think that's the most sensible. The other is decide that at this moment, getting out of that house and getting out of the marriage is more important to you than the $50,000, which is a hard decision to make because it's not actually 50, it's 45, and you don't know what you're going to actually get for the house and yada yada, and there's going to be time that's going to go by. So one of the possibilities is putting the house on the market as is and tell them that you'll do the renovations to their specifications within a budget after closing. So that they can pick out, for example, the color of the tile in the bathroom. That's a possibility. I'm trying to think if there's any. I suppose the other is just put it on that. I mean, I know people who've bought houses for exactly that reason, is that they wanted that I agree with you that bathrooms updated and kitchens updated will sell a house better, but you don't want to put a whole lot of money into it because no matter what you put in, somebody else may, for example, want, you may put in, you know, a gas range and they want electric or vice versa, or they may, you put in a tub and they wanted a shower. So I would, you know, the place needs to look like it's not a project, but be careful about spending a huge amount of money on it because it may not, somebody else may not have your same taste. So, and it'd break your heart to put all this money in. I mean, tubs, who knows? I mean, everybody I know who bought a house with a tub took it out and put a shower in because nobody really used tubs anymore. And they call them soaking tubs now as opposed to bathtubs. I mean, people have them. Nobody uses them. So, but the first thing I do is just go talk to the bank. Are you working right now?
I am working. I'm the only one. And then, you know, we do have the financial problem because we have been behind on our mortgage. But
Well, if you're behind on your mortgage, the bank is probably not going to be real interested in doing this. Are there any family members you can borrow some money from? And just give them a note. Just treat it as a bank. That, I mean, look, if you could get $2,500 from his family and $2,500 from your family, no matter who you get it from, or even if you decide to sell the house as is and you'll do the, and you can show a prospective buyer how much it would cost to finish it, you need to have the specific information about, and, you know, go to Home Depot or wherever, and so exactly how much the tile is going to cost, exactly how much the tub is going to cost, exactly how much the range is going to cost, exactly how much the counters are going to cost, and then present it to somebody so they know that you're not fooling around with it.
Right.
And that way you know, and if it turns out to be, pardon?
Because I did have friends who offered to help me get out by giving me some money, but I was embarrassed.
Well, it depends how much you want to get out. I hear. And instead of giving you money, just sign a paper of a loan that you'll give them back the money with interest. You're not talking about a huge amount of money. First of all, listen, regardless of what you do, go and get, so you know to the penny, more or less how much things are going to cost, all right? Because that will reassure.
I do know that.
Okay. Well, don't say $5,000. Give them a list. Break it down. So everybody has a sense that you're absolutely sensible and very businesslike about this, number one. Number two, the person who offered you the money, I would say, listen, I will borrow it under one condition. I will sign a note and I will pay you 8% interest or 6% interest or something, which is double or triple within getting place else.
Okay.
And so you're going to be paying a little bit of a penalty for it, but for $5,000 for a couple months, you know, and the difference isn't going to make any difference. It'll make you feel better. It'll make them feel. And they're probably going to say, no, no, you don't have to do that. You know, we're willing to give you the money. But I'd sign a note because that'll make you feel that it's a business deal, that you, in fact, when you sell the house, will give them the money back. I would make sure that I had a little bit of time to give it back because the house may not sell immediately. And there may be some other expenses. But so and I would start paying them back in increments if you possibly can, as soon as you can, because then they'll know what's coming back. You'll feel better about it. And essentially what you're doing is just treating your bank as the bank of Frank or the bank of Sarah or something.
You're right. Okay.
So, you know, listen, the P word has been coming up a lot these last couple of weeks. And look, I'm not suggesting that we don't have pride. I'm just saying we should make sure that our pride isn't getting in the way of something more important. And if this way, it sounds like it's happiness, it's survival, it's ending a chapter of your life is not working very well.
Right.
So you know, asking for help, you know, I mean, listen, when other people ask you for help, you don't think less of them quite often, especially if they're reliable and they pay you back. But let me put you on hold for just a minute. I'll come right back to you. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Sherry, who's in an unhappy marriage. Have both of you decided you want out of this marriage, Sherry?
No. Just mostly me.
Well, let me point out a couple things to you, kiddo. That if he doesn't want to get out of this marriage, the best way to not get out of the marriage is to not finish up the kitchen and the bathrooms. Right? Because then you can't sell the house.
You are correct.
So, you mean...
But I think that he knows that I'm resolved, so I think he wouldn't really, like, stand back to the peers.
Okay.
He hasn't made the things easy, you know, but...
Well, again, you're here.
I'm willing to sell for less price, you know, just to move on.
Does he know that?
Renovations.
Here's what I think you need to do.
Renovations.
I think if this is where you are, because I basically agree with you. I mean, the difference between splitting $70,000 and splitting $100,000 or let's say you're saying it's going to add 50, so the difference minus, so let's say 40, the difference between splitting $70,000 and $110,000 in the long run is the difference between $35,000 and $55,000, which is $20,000 difference, which is not nothing, but over the course of the rest of your life, it's not a whole lot, right?
Right.
So that's number one, to kind of pull behind your, you know, tuck behind your left ear. Then I would sit down with him and say, look, I would really like to get these renovations done. I will come up with the money, because it sounds like you can get it from your friend. And can we get this done in the next month and put it on the market in the next 30 to 60 days, with the idea being that we would be out by the end of the summer? And you may, if you want to do this, it may be worth it to you to give him part of that extra money just as an incentive. Because at this moment, from his point of view, there's no particular reason to do this. As long as the bathroom and the kitchen aren't done, in theory, he believes you're not going to sell the house, which means you'll stick around. And he may not be very happy, and you may not be very happy, but if he doesn't really want a divorce, you guys have got kids, yes?
Yes.
So he may feel that this is, that by dragging his feet, that at least he doesn't become an absent parent.
Right. That's true.
So I would sit down and talk with him and say, you know, I promise you that, you know, that we'll split childcare, that I'll give you an extra $5,000 or something. Why is he not working?
You know, I have my theories, but I don't really know.
What was he doing?
Is there nothing wrong with him? No, he.
How long has he not been working?
He has never really, like, we've been married a long time. He's never really, like, held anything. And he's very capable, but, like, he has problems, you know, just dealing with people and doing what he's supposed to do. But there's nothing wrong with him physically. Like, he's okay.
Do you think he's going to help you? Do you think if you sit down and said, I can get the $5,000 tomorrow, I'll go to Home Depot over the weekend, we'll have all the things that you need to finish this up, do you think he'll do it or not do it?
I think he would do it.
Okay.
He also told me this morning we were arguing, and he said, well, just give him $5,000 and he'll just leave the home. But I don't believe, you know, that will last long. You know, with him not working, and then I still have to pay back that money and then maintain the house.
Yeah, I don't think that makes any sense.
Okay, me neither.
I mean, because exactly as you point out, you have no control over it, that he can, I mean, keeping him out, unless he's willing to put in writing that he'll, you know, that for $5,000 he will vacate the premises, give up, you know, all rights to whatever, the house or whatever, you're still going to have to, and having him do the work is going to cost you less than having somebody else do it. So that doesn't seem to me to make much sense. Because you have no guarantees
about
it.
Just arguing. Yeah, just arguing and everything.
I would say to him that look, I understand that this has gotten to the point where it's making both of us really unhappy. What if I got the money, and we'll work on it? You know, we don't have to work on the same. We can work on it together, but in separate rooms, so we don't have to be around each other. We'll get it done within the next 2 weeks. Because it doesn't sound like there's a whole lot to do. And then we'll put it on the market, and I'll give you, we'll split the money 55-45. I'll give you 55% of the proceeds.
Okay. Yeah, that was in my back pocket, Dr. Joy. Like, I was going to do that to move forward the divorce, like, after we separate, to give him an incentive to sign the papers, like, give him some money.
Well, and I would have this all, you know, I would have this deal all done with a lawyer before the house is put on the market, because that's a joint asset. And so, and in theory, if you're in a community, whose name is on the deed? Both of yours?
Yes.
Okay, so.
But my name is the only one on the mortgage with the bank.
Well, then you've got, I mean, if you're the only one on the deed, then it's, if it's a community property, so you still probably have to split it.
We do.
But the point is, what you're trying to do is get the job done as quickly and efficiently and cheaply as possible. And that probably involves him doing the work. Because you're going to pay somebody else to do it otherwise.
Right.
And that'll double your cost because labor is expensive.
Right. And he does a good job, and he's fast.
Okay. So, and so basically what you're saying to him, you're making him the deal that says, if you'll help me to do this so we can sell our joint asset, then I will pay you essentially to do it. Because I can't pay you now because there's no money up front, but I will give you 55% of the proceeds as opposed to my 45%, which essentially is rewarding him for his work. It's paying him for his work. It's just paying him after the fact. And that should make some sense to him. But before you do any of that, you need to have a lawyer draw up the papers that he agrees to the divorce. But, I mean, before you actually sort of sign off on you giving him 55%. But, I mean, the thing is, get the house done. If your friend is willing to loan you the money temporarily, sign a note to them and just see if you can't get it done. If you can't, I just put the house on the market. Because people are, depending on where you live, housing, mortgage rates are at an all-time low, basically. Housing, that housing market has really bounced back in most places, and you may be able, even with kind of an undone kitchen, I know people who've bought projects, and they felt like they got a better deal on them, and they sort of redid it to their own specifications, and they just put whatever it was going to cost to get the mortgage, or to get the kitchen and bathrooms done as part of their mortgage.
Okay, because we've already had it on the market last year from September. We had it on September to February. And then so now, you know,
summer, I think, depending on where you live, the summer is usually the time that, because people change schools. So they want to buy a house over the summer so they can start their kids in the school system.
You're right, but we just had just gotten the floor tiled by then, you know, because he was like, oh, we have to get the floor tiled before we put it on the market. And then as soon as it was done, I talked to a realtor.
Well, go talk to a realtor, but I would talk with him first and see if he will agree that you can get the money, you get the stuff from Home Depot or wherever over the weekend, it's done in the next 2 weeks, then both of you are in a completely different place. Okay?
Right. Thank you.
Give it a try. I wouldn't give him the money and have him walk away, because I don't know what that would mean, and I don't think he does either. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.